Hello, good afternoon, and welcome again to another episode of the Lifetime Show with Shirley. Okay, so today we'll be having an interesting topic, and I can't wait to talk about this because it's something that it's rising every day. So stay tuned and enjoy. So today's topic is the creeping rise of depression. I'm not yet to be gloomy today, okay? But it's something that I feel we all should raise our voice on, because it's, like I said, it's creeping and it's rising every day and it's affecting a significant number of persons. I feel as I have this platform, I'll do the honors by talking about this, because I feel a lot of people are going through, we are all going through a lot, but I just feel more and more people are finding it difficult on handling the challenges of life. Just like we say in Nigeria, we say adulthood is a scam, and that is the truth, because a lot of people had this vision of when we start working, or when we grow up, we are going to be this and that. Of course, everybody had the mindset that, okay, if the challenges come, I'll be able to handle them. I'll be able to swim myself across the ocean, or I'll be able to have a lifeline that I could hold on to. But the reality is, we're getting drowned by the day with life challenges. We're getting drowned by the day with things that we felt we could handle. And I can only speak about the encounters I have. I would want you to share your story. I took the liberty of actually asking few persons. And I'm talking about a few persons, please pardon me, it's just two people I asked, okay? Okay, so I had two persons that actually I heard, I spoke to, and I asked them, what do you think about depression? And I had an amazing feedback. So the two feedback were, the first one by Joy, she said, it's scary that a lot of times when I have to talk about how I feel, I find out that I just don't want to talk about them because I don't want to spoil the little happiness my year is going to have. So I end up deleting my feelings if I'm chatting with a close friend or my boyfriend, and I just stay in a dark room till the next morning, and I just go about my day taking beautiful pictures, and nobody knows that I cried myself to bed. Okay, so then the second one said, don't call my name, okay? Okay, second one said that the depression is becoming scary because for some reason I felt I would live long, but right now I am going through so much that I just feel like if I have an out, it's going to make everything better. My only fear is the people that I'm going to leave behind. That is what I'm scared of. But if those people can be fine, I just feel like it's time to end it all. Okay, now this is dark. Okay, this is dark. But you get it. Like, it's scary, and this is what people actually go through. This is, we stay in a dark room, cry ourselves to bed, and nobody mainly knows what we're going through. No matter how close you are with somebody, no matter how expressive you are of your feelings, I feel nobody can understand what you're going through better than you. And today's podcast is just to tell you, you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, you can actually survive, no matter how bad it can be. Somebody used to tell me, how bad is it? Like, what's the worst that can happen? So I'm going to, this podcast, I said it's all about me sharing my experiences. It's all about me. It's not all about me anyways, but I'm trying to say that the only thing I can talk about is my encounters, my experiences. So part of this is that I have, I would be honest by saying that it's not like I, So it's scary that you could actually take a whole day and smile and laugh, but deep down you know that you're really not okay. Okay, so I was talking to somebody and I said, this is what I've been going through for a certain period of time. And he asked the very question. At that point in time, I felt it was, I mean, I just poured out my heart and I felt, of course, you sympathize and like, oh, you know, give all the motivation you can give. But his response was, have you been surviving since that period it happened? I was like, what kind of response is this? Like, I really expected you to have sympathized or motivated, or he was like, no, I'm going to do all that. But it's just a simple question. Have you been surviving? And I said, of course I have. And he said, then it means you will get through it. You don't know how you survive, but since that period, you have actually been surviving, which means you will get through it. And I was like, this person says a lot of annoying things, but he's so on point, because I feel a lot of us are scared of tomorrow. You might have debts that you have to clear. You might have burdens, a decision to make. But I did something. I took a class, and one of the things I took from that class was, write down the worst case scenarios that can ever happen to you. The worst case scenarios. How bad can it be? Like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, I think that will be one of our topics someday. What's the worst that can happen to you? Like, what's the worst? Somebody said the most powerful people you can ever meet are people that they have nothing to lose. Like, I already know what the worst that can happen. And if I can find a way to be fine, I've taken away that power from you of catching me unawares. Like, I am optimistic that the worst is not going to happen, but at the same time, I am prepared for the worst. Like, how bad can it be? What's the worst that you can do to me? As long as you're not going to touch my soul, I am fine. Or rather, I will be fine. So, the creeping rise of depression is something that every Nigerian youth, every youth in the world, has got to get the grip of, like, because it's getting scary. People don't have to write suicide note anymore. Their status is their suicide note. Okay? People don't have to drink any deadly thing. They just have to wake up every morning and go to work. People are living, but their mind is so far gone because of the navigation of daily life struggle. So today's podcast, like I said, is not to remind you of what you're going through. This might be an escape for you, but I need you to remember, in all you're going through, I'm not going to solve your problem. I might not even have a solution, not even close to solving your problem. But you have, I believe, I have passed through a lot of things, and things that I felt I will not get out from, things that I felt in my own little way, in the period I was in those situations, that was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. But I went through them and I got out. Even if I got out with bruises, I got out with battle scars, but I still got out of them. Those scars remind me of how strong I am. Sometimes I break down, I cry it out, and you know, you move on from your life. And that is something that I would want each and every one of you, each and every one of my listeners, to pay attention to. So today I climbed up to, I don't usually check my analytics, especially when I've not done podcasts for a long time, I actually don't check my analytics. But today I said, let me check. And I saw that we have climbed up to 286 listeners. I don't know who you are. I don't know if maybe one person is opening 10 accounts to listen to me. But whosoever you are, I am definitely grateful that you're listening to this girl that is sitting down in one room and just talking about things that affect people around her. And I am so grateful that I have the opportunity to hold up a mic and air my opinions. And I don't want this to be a one-sided conversation. I also want you to be able to air your opinions as well. So I'll be giving the platform. I know I've said this countless of times in my episode. I've said I know you guys are already losing trust in me concerning that I'm going to have people come on board. But yeah, I'm really going to have people start coming on board. If it's a live Instagram feed, I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to record it and I'm going to put it here for everybody to join. And I also have a good news from subsequently, I'll be partnering with a company that I work for called Brand Drive. I am going to be partnering with them, or rather they are partnering with us, to create a section of our podcast for business people. I know I talk about life, I talk about situations that happen to us every day. I've changed our podcast, like this is the third time I've changed the podcast name. I've changed our podcast from a cup of tea with Shirley to coffee or wine with Shirley, and then now it's a lifetime show, and this is the final one. I changed it to a lifetime show, which I'm going to talk about later, but they are going to be partnering with us because I'm saying that many of my listeners, when I check the analytics, as I said earlier, that we have 286 people, a larger percent are from Nigeria, and then the second larger percent of my listeners are actually from the US, and I'm grateful for that. But I also believe that we are all affected either in our businesses or in the companies that we work for. So the name of that section will be called Minding Your Business. And minding your business is not an insult. It's actually, you need to actually mind your business. You need to mind your hustle. Okay. So on that podcast platform, which is still this podcast, but in those episodes, I'll be having a lot of business-minded people talking to us about how they navigated starting a business, running the business, are daily operational. I'm going to be following a lot of business people. I'm going to be stalking people, and I'm not going to be minding my business. I'll be minding their own business. So please, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Like I said, take care of yourself, okay? Talk to someone. Record yourself. If you have no one to talk about that dark part of yourself or dark parts of your day, just find a way to talk to somebody. Just find a way to talk, record. Sometimes I just record myself and I delete it. Might be sad to you, but that's how it's working for me. So you just do that and find time to ask someone, your significant other, how was your day? Like, that takes, that's just those words can actually uplift its soul or uplift someone from having a bad or completely having a bad day by asking the person, how was your day? Like, I don't want the whole cliche or copy and paste answers of I am fine. Like, really, how was your day? Like, even if we spend throughout the same day together and we're in the same room, like most of us are working from home, if I'm in the same room, my significant other, and we're talking or we're just doing our own business, I actually ask, how was your day? Like, how was your day? So please do that and tell me all about it. If you can't talk to someone, I would always be here to listen to you. You can send me an email, find my email on my podcast, or visit my Instagram and just drop me a DM, and I'll be happy to respond. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I care about you and I really want you to be the best version of yourself. Hence why it's a lifetime, okay? As long as you're here, as long as this is your lifetime, no one else's lifetime, this is your lifetime show. Thank you so much for joining.